Right, morning. Today's Daf and Gittin is Yadalid. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf is on the Zichron Nishmas Liba, Gabriela Bashmuel. Gufo, we're going to start now today with the discussion of Ma'amid Shloshtam. An important discussion, you sort of stick to the discussion in the Gemara regarding this idea that we could create a transaction by three people going over there. Amarav, let's just first see in the Gemara. Manali Vyadecha, Taneo Laploni. So the Malva says to the Lova, look, you owe me $100. So you know what? How about this? Let's just transfer the loan. So instead of owing me, you're going to owe so-and-so. You assign another person. Now, the critical part of this transaction is that all three of them have to be standing there, so that it's a very clear assignment of the obligation, so that no longer you're going to owe me, but you're going to rather owe so-and-so. So, wait one second. So the halacha is that you're kona, it creates a kinyan. Now the chiddush over here is as follows. Generally speaking, when you make a kinyan, you have to make a kinyan. I know that doesn't sound smart, but if you think about it, it's smart. It's correct. A kinyan has to come about through a ma'isa kinyan. There has to be some sort of proprietary act in order to establish that you're the owner. So when you have a loan, so what is a kinyan when it comes to a loan? So it's a shtar, it's a contract, right? The handing over the money, but there's a shtar that's written up, contract that's written up, and that creates a hischaifus, that creates an obligation. Over here, by Ma'amid Shloshtan, by the special halacha of basically assigning a new owner of the loan, so we're right a new address for the loan. So the halacha is that there's a kinyan without a kinyan, meaning as long as the three of you are there, as long as the three of you are present in that. In that assemblage, so you could basically now create a new address for the recipient, for the beneficiary of the loan. Loan no longer is owned by me, but it's owned by you. I know it's not exactly the same, but whatever bank was servicing my mortgage, so out of the blue nowhere, I get a letter in the mail saying the mortgage was sold to somebody else, and now you're no longer going to pay this bank, but you're now going to pay this bank, and basically my mortgage was bought up, and it's not Ma'amid Shloshtam, it's not a great analogy, but in other words, we see it all the time in the business world, where basically people just there's a new address to who's going to own the loan. Although over there, in other words, obviously the second company bought the mortgage from the first company. Over here, the Ma'amid Shloshtam works even without the third party quote unquote buying the loan. Doesn't matter. As long as the Malva assigns the next person the ownership of that loan, so that's it. The third person now is going to be the correct address in order to collect the loan. This is a halacha of Ma'amid Shloshtam, and it doesn't need a kinyan. Okay. Now, because Zach Ladim Shalom Befanov, we're going to talk about possible benefits and pitfalls to this, and it's not going to be. You'll see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to speak out some of the svara over here. Okay, so this is Halacha Ma'amid Shloshtam. You've heard it throughout Shas. Today's daf, meaning this is the daf where the Gemara discusses it in depth in terms of this halacha of basically assigning your obligation to and allowing somebody else to collect this obligation. So Amar Rav Misabra Milsa de Rabbi Pikadon. I can understand that this halacha is true as it relates to a pikadon. Pikadon means an object, meaning that it's not money in question, it's an object in question. The object right now is deposited by somebody else, and I tell that other person, hey, you know that object that I gave to you? So don't give it back to me, give it to so-and-so. So what the Gemara is suggesting now is that this halacha that's said over in the name of Rav is only true as it relates to a pikadon. This is Rava's envisioning of the halacha, aval b'milvelo, but not when it comes to money, and the reason why it's as follows: because when it comes to money, we have a basic principle as it relates to loans. We know this to be true, but the Gemara. Points to this principle again and again. And the principle is that when you lend money, the understanding, of course, is that when you lend money, the purpose of lending money is so that the money is going to be spent. So whenever you lend money, you're never going to get the same money back, the physical same money back that you lent out. That's not the purpose of a loan. The purpose of a loan is that you lend money so that the person will spend it, and then he'll be obligated to pay you back. So what Rav is now thinking out loud is, I can't imagine that this halacha mamish shloshtem works by money. I can imagine that it works by pikadon, but I can't imagine it works by money. Why, what's the difference? Because when it comes to a pikadon, there's no issue in terms of what the object is that I'm assigning over. I gave him my whatever it is, whatever the item is, right? I gave him my item, and now I'm telling him that item which he had now holds, which is mine, I'm assigning it to a third party. And again, all three of you have to be there. I can understand that, but when it comes to money, where's the money right now? The money's not here. I lent it to him, which means he spent it, which means that he's going to have to figure out a way to get more money in order to pay me back. I can't take that and assign it over to a third party. The money's not here right now. So right now, Rav is thinking that there's got to be a difference between pikadon and milva. But the Gemara immediately rejects such a distinction. Lo, the Gemara says, but it's not. I'm sorry. Ava b'milva, lo v'alokim. Amar Rav, afilu b'milva, itmar nami. No, it's not true. That when Rav said over this halacha, mamish shloshim, it's true by pikadon, it's true by money as well. Money can be assigned to a designated third party, even though it's money, even though the money's not here, it doesn't matter. I'm assigning obligation over to a third party. Amar shmo mishmei delevi milva. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Levi that if I have a milva in your hand, so I want you now. In other words, the malva says to the lova, I want you now to give the money over to a third party. So as long as the three of them are together, so you're kind of a time am I? And why should that be? So here now, Levi's saying over the same thing as Rav in terms of what the halacha is. But now what the Gemara is going to do is try to give an analysis. Why should this be? And again, remember the basic point of the Gemara now is that it's kone, even though there was no actual kinyan that was done. There was no maisa kinyan that was done, but it works. And now the question becomes, why? Why does it work? Why can a malva, why can a creditor simply assign a new address to the loan and tell the borrower, look, right, me, you, and this third party, or this third person are here together right now. I'm now assigning the recipient of that money should no longer be me, but should be so-and-so. On what basis? What is the, mechanically, how does this work? So the Gemara offers now what we'll call the first svara. The Gemara's not going to like it, but the Gemara right now is going to offer this first svara in terms of why it works. Gemara says, well, let's go back in time to the origination of the loan. Even though it wasn't explicitly said, there's a tacit understanding between borrower and lender, where basically the borrower says to the lender, I'm going to owe you and whoever you assign or designate to be the recipient of this loan. The Gemara says that's the svara in terms of how Maima Shloshtem works. Is that at the origination, meaning when there was an actual kinyan at the origination of the loan, borrower says to lender, I'm going to owe you or you whoever you designate in your stead. Okay. The Gemara is not going to like this svara.
Like that.
Right. Okay, exactly why I have a new mortgage company. Right. Because I already signed. That's exactly correct. Because I signed away you or whoever you designate. So the Gemara says the Gemara is not going to like this svara. I'm like Rav Ashi la meimar el miata hitna lano ladim de lo have bishas matan maos hachinami de lo kanu. So the Gemara says okay. If this is how you envision why this halacha works, allow me to ask you a really simple question. Let's say the third party is somebody who was not alive at the time of the origination of the loan, right? And whatever. In other words, it's an old loan. Let's call it a 20-year-old loan. And right now the assigned designee of the loan is going to be an 18-year-old who wasn't alive at the time of the origination of the loan. Now, if your svar is correct, so I had in mind you or whomever you decide is going to be. I'm going to owe the money to you or whomever you decide. Under those circumstances, so those only people who are alive, people who aren't born yet, that's what's called nolad, right? Davar shelo ba la'olam. And we know, and afilu Rameir Damar Damakna Davar shelo ba la'olam hanimilo Davar sheyeshna ba'olam aval Davar sheyeshna ba'olam lo. And even Rameir, who is open to the idea of Davar shelo ba la'olam, he's open to the idea of transactions as it relates to future, but even Rameir has a limit. And Rameir's limit is that if this person doesn't exist in the world at the time, even Rameir is going to be of the opinion that you don't create a transaction with somebody who's not yet here. So the Gemara says, I out of hand reject this argument that the reason of of Mamash Shloshtim is because, well, at the origination of the loan, I'm now committing myself to be obligated to you or whoever you assign. You can't create that obligation for people who are not yet here in the world.
That's just a bank that just came into existence. Why not? If you have the choice at the time you want to assign it.
There has to be. I'll try to explain. There has to be a kinyan. There has to be an actual act of acquisition. A kinyan means that at the origination of the loan, I'm going to confer transaction with either you, meaning the one who's lending me the money, or whoever you assign. But that person of assignment has to be at least in existence. At least, if the person's not in existence, they can't do it. So the Gemara says. I'm not buying that argument.
Even if it says so,
you can't. You can't create a kinyan with somebody who's not here yet. You can't do it.
In general, you can't. Jewish law does not have artificial
entities. Right. Right.
Like
correct. In other words, the person doesn't exist, and you can't make a transaction with something that doesn't exist. Okay, it doesn't work. So the Gemara just rejects it out of hand. That's very well said. So now we're on the topic of Dalam and Aleph, today's daf. So the Gemara says, well, the kinyan can come about through Hana. There's a benefit. There's a benefit when your loan is being transferred from your original lender to now a new lender. The Gemara is assuming that there's a benefit. Why is there a benefit? If you take a look at the top Rashi on the Amud, I mean, the Gemara says it. I mean, but the Rashi spells it out. So Rashi says, "Hi Milva Lagabe Hi Malva." I'm sorry. Hi Milva Lagabe Hi Mi Malva Yishan La Malva Chadasha V'Noach Lo Litchos Apirons Zman Aruch. Because when you have now a new creditor, when it's the old creditor, he's been seeing you now day in and day out, and he's basically been nudging you day in and day out. Okay, let's go. You got to pay. But now, the Gemara assumes, and obviously we're going to challenge this assumption, but the Gemara assumes that if there is a new creditor, so like he's going to give you a little bit of a break. In other words, okay, we just got to know each other, right? More breathing room. That's what the Gemara is now assuming. And with that, that's what's called Hana'a. And it's that Hana'a that's going to create the Kinyan. Meaning there has to be something that's going to generate the Kinyan. So the Gemara says the Kinyan is going to be generated through that Hana'a. So the Gemara says that's not always true. Meaning you're going to have sometimes that the new creditor is going to be just a bad man. Bad, not meaning evil. Bad just simply meaning he's not going to give you any new breathing room. So the Dekafte, the Gemara identifies this family. Dekafte, they tie people up, Vishakli La'alter, and they take money immediately. Okay, the methodology of this family may not be the best, but the point is, I'm not sure if the Gemara is condoning or endorsing this means of collection. But basically, the Gemara is acknowledging that there are families out there who are more than happy to. When the loan is due, even though they're quote unquote a new lender, right? They were just packaged this loan, but it doesn't matter. If the loan is due, the loan is due, and they're gonna actually be more forceful than the original lender. So there is not necessarily a hana that comes with the loan getting assigned to a new lender. So once again, we're left struggling trying to figure out. So how does it work? Meaning, what's the mechanism of kinyan that allows the lender to transfer the loan over to a third party? So the Gemara says, and maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll simply look at the third party, meaning the new lender, so to say, and we'll basically judge whether there was a kinyan based on where he falls on the nice versus not nice spectrum. If he's nice, there's a kinyan. If he's not nice, so then there was no kinyan. The Gemara says, obviously, that's not a way to create halacha. We're not going to do that. We have a system in place over here. The system can't be based on, oh, is this new guy nice? Is he not nice? Oh, that will result in whether or not there was a transfer or there wasn't a transfer of the loan. Can't be. can't be. So Elam Amar Zutra. So after offering a suggestion in terms of why it is a, how it is Mama Shloshtam works, the Gemara now has the following concession. Amar Mazutra Hani Klas Mili Shavina Rabban Keochasa Below Taima. So there are three halachas. This is going to be the number one of the three. There are three halachas out there where the Chachamim instituted, legislated, and in terms of a svara, the Gemara says, knock yourself out. You're going to try to find a svara, but the Chachamim legislated it, and the Chachamim did not provide it, it did not give it a svara. Okay. Despite what the Gemara just said, and we're going to say that Mamash Shloshtam is that, is the halacha in which you can assign a new address to where the loan is going to go, as long as you are the three of you in the same room together, and as long as even without a kinyan. But if you take a look at the second Tosfos on the Amud, so Tosfos over here writes keilchas abalo tam perish mashem olik knows aval tam yesh lama tignu chachamim mamash shloshtam tignu. So Tosfos says, I know the Gemara just simply said that there was no reason, but it can't be that the rabbis are going to legislate without any reason whatsoever. There's a reason why they did it. Why doesn't the Gemara say what Tosfos is about to say? I don't know. It's the Gemara just wants us to know and understand that we may not fully understand this. Meaning, once we know all the rules and regulations of Kinyanim, it doesn't conform and fit to what we understand. The Gemara's point is, but it works, and let's just keep it simple. It works. Why did the Chachamim legislate it? So Tosfos goes on to write. So I'm reading the second Tosfos on the Amud. So I'll start again. Perish Mashim Olik Nos Aval Tam Yesh Lama Tiknu Chachamim Ma'am Shloshim Tiknu Shelo Yitzarich Litzroch V'Lasos Kinyanim. I'm sorry, that's already the next halacha, which we're going to get to. Tosfos wants business to happen. Meaning, we find this a lot through the Gemara, that the Chachamim really, how all the politicians tell us that there's going to be a big stimulus package, and they're going to stimulate the economy. So, truth be told, is that the Chachamim did a number of things in order to stimulate the economy, in order just to get business moving, right? We're going to find together later on in the Masech, in the fifth parak of Gittin, right, that the Chachamim did many things in order to make sure that people would be lending money. Lending money is a backbone to the economy, and so the Chachamim make sure that the people would continuously lend money. So here as well, Mamash Shloshtam allows business to function, meaning that right now, right, you owe me money, I owe him money. You know what? Let's get it moving. So I'm going to now assign that the loan, instead of being owed to me, it's going to be owed to so and so. Okay, wonderful. This is a halacha of what's called Mamash Shloshtam. And even though the Gemara doesn't express that this is the reason why the Chachamim instituted it, but Tosfos says that's what I imagine is the reason why. To just basically accelerate and to push through business and make sure that people can conduct business on a quick and steady manner. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Chadaha. So the Gemara says, oh, by the way, just an interesting Rashi, which I wanted to show. Rashi keilchas belotayma. The Gemara says that this Mamash Shloshtam halacha is keilchas belotayma. It's like a halacha with no explanation. Rashi over here takes the Gemara really literally. Rashi says ki ilu kabla Moshe halacha miSinai. It's like halacha Moshe miSinai. There's no reason need it to be given. Meaning, we've gone over this many times, but it's just important to understand that part of Torah Shabbat Peh is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Meaning that there are a number of halachas that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Mamad Har Sinai, and it's not fact. There's not going to be a pasuk speaking to this idea, right? Mechitza, Chatzitza. These are halachas that are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. What Rashi's essentially saying is, Rashi's not saying, just to be clear, Rashi's not saying that this Mamash Shloshtam is Halacha Moshe miSinai. It's not. It's legislated by the Chachamim. It's like Halacha Moshe miSinai. But what Rashi is saying, however, it's pretty clear from Rashi, is that the nature of Halacha Moshe miSinai is don't try to find reasons for it. There's not going to be an explanation. There's not going to be a reason. It just is. Correct. It just, Halacha Moshe miSinai is simply is. So here also, this legislation of the Chachamim, Mamash Shloshtam, we're going to treat it the same way. How does it work? Don't bother asking. It works. It is. It just simply is. That you can assign a new designee of the loan, even though you don't do a kinyan, even though you don't write up a new shtar, it works. It just is. That's the. But it's interesting, Rashi over here describes Halacha Moshe Mitzinai as just simply being the halachic reality, and don't try to search for explanations. Yeah, Danny.
Can you find sources in the Torah for other kinyanim, like Philippine and Sidar?
So certain halachas like Chalipin, just for an example. I mean, we can't. I don't know all of it, and we can't go over it anyway if I did. But Chalipin, for example, comes from Rus. The Gemara says that the short story of Rus and Boaz. So you see over there, Kinyan Chalipin. So there's no source in the Torah. But if you look through Navi, you look through Ksuvim, so you'll see sources for various Kinyanim. In other words, sometime between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Gemara, when exactly it was legislated, unknown to me. I'm saying, maybe there's a source for this, but not that I know of.
Was the reason given but forgotten, or no reason to begin?
Tosfos felt very comfortable saying that he knew what the reason is. So, and I imagine Tosfos had it as part of his Masorah.
There was a reason that he forgot.
I I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to properly present it, but you know, I read Tosa, so okay. The Idach. Now, so here we are. We're going over the various three halachas, which are basically they're like halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Let's say the halacha without giving much explanation. There is no explanation to give. It just simply is. A second halacha, the Idach, Amar Rav Chinana, Hameis Ish Levno Agadol. I skipped one, didn't I? Yes, I did. The Idach, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmua, Hakosek Kol Nechasov LeIshto Lo Asa Ela Apachapa. Let's say a man writes over all of his possessions over to his wife. Now, that's not normally how Yerusha works. In fact, that's not how Yerusha works. The way Yerusha works is that when you die, it goes to your next generation. It doesn't go laterally, it goes down. It goes to the next generation. And he's writing over all of his possessions to his wife. So the halacha is, he's not. Meaning, even if contractually it says, all my estate is going to go over to my wife, it's not so that she actually now becomes the owner of the estate. It's that she becomes now the custodian of the estate. She's the executive of the estate, but she's not the actual owner of the estate. Estate. So, right, and again, why should that be? The Gemara says, don't. In other words, it just is. How can the Chachamim do that? Meaning, even though he contracted that all the money goes to his wife, and meanwhile it doesn't, how can the Chachamim do that? The principle of Hefker based in Hefker, Rashi says. V'idach t'am Rav Chinana, ha'meis t'isha levno, gadol bebayis kano. Another halacha. Okay, the halacha is that when you marry off your son, the minhag back then, right, not so much nowadays, but the minhag back then is that the house of the chasna, meaning nowadays we rent out halls, and you know it's our minhagim are different than it was in the good old days. But back then the marriage took place in the house, and not only did the marriage took place in the house, but the halacha is that for the first son who you marry off, so that first son is going to become the owner of the house. Or where's mom and dad going to move? I guess you know, or it was a separate house that was designated for the chasna, the house that your first son gets married in. So even though the parents quote unquote bought the house, no, not quote unquote, they bought the house. Nevertheless, the son is going to default become the owner of the house. Even again, immediately, without an actual Maisa Kinyan. Okay, Amalei, Rav, La Rav, Acha, Bardala, Kacha Damrika, Islei, Gabech, Yave Laploni, Ba'ape. So, okay, so the Gemara now is going to tell over a couple of stories. So that speak to this idea. So I'm sorry. So let's go back. Let's read this again. So Rav says to Rav Acha Bardla, so Kamba de Marika Isle Gabech. So I have a certain amount of what is it called? Saffron? Okay, whatever. Spice. So Yavila Ploni Ba'ape. So So basically, he's going to assign now a new designee in order to be the recipient of the saffron. So, now it makes it sound like, now he said, and I'm not going to be chozer, I'm not going to retract, meaning I'm going to assign a new designee and without retraction. Now the Gemara says, Mechal di bai hadabe, mati hadabe. So the Gemara says, now it sounds like the way he's framing it, it's that he could retract. We just learned together, you don't retract. So no, he's not saying that. Although he gave the impression that he could retract, the Gemara says that's not true. You cannot retract, meaning mamash loshim, like we've been discussing. That once you assign a new designee, and that new designee is here, he's present, he's in our presence, so that's it now, it becomes an obligation. The Gemara says, okay, but we know this already, meaning this has already been the established halacha said over in the name of Rav. The Gemara says, that's true, but if it's a big gift, so then I can understand that we're making a very serious commitment, where now I'm assigning a new designee. But if it's just a small amount, we're talking about a little bit of saffron, so there I could envision the halacha is that even if that third party is not actually here and all I'm doing is just assigning a new recipient, and it's not, we're not talking about a lot of money, so maybe the third party doesn't have to be in our presence. The halacha is that's not correct, that's not true. Mamash Shloshtim requires all three participants, right? The lender, the borrower, although over here we're not talking about money, right? The owner, the custodian, and now the new assignee, the new designee. All three of them have to be in one location in order for this halacha to work out.
Why not do the kavachomer?
The logic over here could, because you could argue. You can argue with the kavachomer. Like the Gemara just did. The Gemara just argued that if it's a small amount, so then...
But I mean, the kavachomer, you could say if it doesn't for the large amount, for the small amount.
You could say that, but the kavachomer is not an absolute. You could argue the point. All right, anyway, so it's the halacha. Okay. Okay, there were gardeners, farmers, and they made a cheshbon together, and pash chameshi story zuzei gabichad minayhu. And what happened was is that they found out that there was a discrepancy in the money, and one of them was holding on to 5 dinar more than he should. Okay, so right after making a cheshbon between them, one of the partners was holding on to too much money. So then now they basically said, okay, so here's what you're going to do. We're going to now, in a mamash shloshtim scenario, we're going to designate that those 5 salaim should go to the owner of the land. Okay, the owner of the land is owed the money. So mamash shloshtim, so now you who are holding 5 more salaim than you should are going to be giving it over to the owner of the land. Now, again, even though no actual kinyan was made, but it was done with all three of them together, mamash shloshtim, it should work. Vikana mine. Now this is it's an interesting addendum over here. And not only that, but they made a kinyan. Now, as we've been learning together since the beginning of today's shiur, you don't need to make a kinyan. The whole idea of mamash shloshtim is that it works without a kinyan, but nevertheless, a kinyan was done on top of that as well. I guess further ratification of this agreement. Now, it happens all the time. A second accounting was done, so he did like an audit, if you will, on the books. And then, after a second accounting, he realized, no, they were wrong. I'm not holding 5 extra dinarim than salim than I should. It was a fair distribution, and I'm not holding money that I shouldn't be holding on to. So you know what? This money is mine. So also the coming to Rav Nachman Amalei Mayavid Lach. So they went to Rav Nachman. Now at first, Rav Nachman didn't fully understand exactly what was happening. So Rav Nachman at first said to the guy, "Look, I'm really sorry. Chad Adam Rav Hunam Rav." So first of all, Mamash Shloshtim, meaning even without a kinyan, You of course have to give the money over to the landowner. Mamash Roshem. And secondly, Va'od HaKanaminech. And you did a kinyan on top of Mamash Roshem. So Rav Nachman says, like, what do you want from me? You got to give him the money. So Amalei Rava Atu Haimi Kamar Le'Yavina Deleka Gabe Kamar. So Rava went on to clarify. No, you misunderstood. He's not arguing that he shouldn't give the money. What he's arguing is that there's no money to give. Right, the bookkeeping that was done was originally incorrect. A second look at the books showed that I didn't have a surplus of money. It actually belongs to me. That's what he's saying. Amaleim king kinyan betosu v'cholkim betos chozer. So the Gemara says, okay, point taken. You're right. Rav Nachman, obviously, after everything was clarified to him, obviously conceded the point. Okay, continuing. Itmar. Holechman al-Ponishani Chayav Lo. Okay, let's say now I want to pay off a creditor. I'm a debtor. And I want to pay off a creditor. And so I give money to a shliach, and my instructions are deliver the money to so-and-so. Okay. Holechman al-Ponishani Chayav Lo. Okay, and with a simple admission, I own the money. I'm going to give you the money so that you can go pay off my debt. Amar Rav Chai Bachri Yosef, the imba lachzer eino chozer. So Rav's position is that I'm going to be responsible. Me meaning not the shliach, the person who's in debt, the debtor. I'm going to still be responsible. Meaning, if the money doesn't get to the creditor, I'm still going to have the liability. I will be on the hook. And in balachzer and echozer. And I can't retract the shlichus. Meaning, once I gave him the money and once I designate the money to be given to my creditor, so then it has to go to the creditor and at no point in time can I retract. Even though, here's where it gets interesting, even though I still bear the burden of liability if the money doesn't get there. To which Shmuel says, I don't understand. So Shmuel says, if you think about it, no. The fact that I'm always still going to be liable to pay, if something happened to the money while it's in the hands of the shliach, the burden of obligation is still going to rest on me. That means that it's still my obligation. And if I want to retract, and I want to now say to the shliach, even though I already gave you the money, don't hand the money over to him, so it should be within my power to do so. So, Limbachim, if the Gemara says now, maybe this is at the root of the machlokas. This part of the Gemara is interesting because it's like we need an explanation. We really don't need an explanation at this point in time. Shmuel already provided an explanation. So why is the Gemara over here giving like kind of like an additional explanation? So Tosu says it's the Tosu Zemar Savar. Svahasha Savar Sha'osa Tam Shamar Shmuel Mitoch Shechai Bechriyav Sechozer Lo Iker Tamhu. So Tosu just simply says that what we could suggest is that even though it sounded like Shmuel gave an explanation, that's not the main explanation. That's not the main reason why he says over this halacha. The Gemara now is going to suggest a different explanation. So the Gemara suggests here's really what may be at the root of the issue. I owe a creditor. I hand the money over to a shliach. And I say to him, holech. Now holech literally means take it to him. Now, when I say take it to him, am I now saying zache? Am I now saying, with the word holech, it's ambiguous, which is exactly why we're arguing. Am I saying, not only take it to him, but acquire it on his behalf? Now, if I'm saying that, obviously now becomes not retractable. I no longer can be chozer. Or no, maybe holech doesn't mean acquire on his behalf. Holech just simply means, I want you to shuttle it to him. But only when it gets to his hands, then and only then is it actually going to belong to him. The Gemara says that could be what the machlokas is. Lo, the Gemara doesn't like this explanation. Excuse me. No, really, everyone's of the opinion that when you say the word holech, you're saying zachi. And now the issue is, the Gemara is now going full circle. The issue is whether or not we say migu. Migu means since. Since it basically now is going to belong to him. So do I then say on top of that, I now am able to retract or not able to retract? To retract my giving. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that supports Rav. Holech man l'poni shani chayev lo. Tei man l'poni shani chayev lo. Holech man l'poni pikad nesheish lo. Biyadi. Tei man l'poni pikad nesheish lo biyadi. Chayev ba'achri yusuf. So the brisa says that as long as the money has not yet arrived into the hands of the creditor, so then the borrower, am going to always be liable. The lachzer eino chozer. However, I do not have the ability to retract. I cannot be chozer, even though I maintain liability until the money gets into his hands. So, because on lema lein ritzon shiyeh pikdon biyad achir. So the Gemara says, well, if we're talking about a pikadon, meaning when it comes to money, the Gemara says fine. But when it comes to pikadon, the Gemara says, can we make the following argument? Ein ritzon shiyeh pikdon biyad achir. Look, I trusted you with the item in question, but somebody else, I'm not going to trust somebody else. And and as Rashi points out over here, we have a general rule: Zachen la adam shel befanav. But ein chaven la adam shel befanav. You can't create a liability for a person without his knowledge. And as Rashi points out over here, I'll read the Rashi: Kevin dein ritzoni shtakech de chovulo. Vein chaven la adam el befanav. Amai ein chozer. Hai lav zachihu. Over here, it's not a zechus. Money obviously becomes a zechus, but a pikadon, I don't want somebody else handling my items. So the Gemara says, "Kushehuchza kafran." So when it turns out that the custodian in question is not a trustworthy person, under those circumstances, the quicker it gets out of his hands, the better off it'll be. The Gemara tells a story. Let's just see a couple stories, and then we'll end for today. Rav Sheshes Havalei Ashrata Desarvalei B'Mechuzah. So Rav Sheshes had some sort of coat, right? Rashi actually describes it as a coat. Okay, so he had a coat in the town of Mechuzah. So Amalele Rav Yosef Barchama Behadid Asis Aisinu Niali. So do me a favor. You're headed out to Mechuzah. Could you go bring back my coat to me? Also Yavin Alei. So Amalele. So now they say to Rav Yosef Barchama, who's going to be he's going to be the shliach. So they say to him, Nikne Minach. I want you to make a kinyan. Meaning, the people in Mechuzah who were the custodian, who were watching it, so they wanted to send it to the shliach, but they also wanted no liability. Meaning, once they handed it over to the shliach, they wanted the shliach to be the sole responsible party if anything happens to it. So how do you do that? Kinyan. Meaning that the item now will no longer belong to me, but it'll belong to you. You're going to become the owner, to which point in time now, you're going to be the responsible party if anything happens to it. So I'm a little in. So he at first nodded his head and said, sure. We'll make a kinyan. But Lesofi Shamit Luhu. But then afterwards, he somehow was able to distract everybody so that he wouldn't need to make a kinyan. So in other words, he agreed to be the shliach, and he even agreed verbally that they were going to make some sort of kinyan so that he would become the owner of the item, so that all liability will shift from the people living in Mechuzah to Rav Yosef. But then he somehow never made the kinyan. So when we successfully did return the item back to Rav Sheshes says he did a good job. Meaning, you, A, did exactly what I asked you to do, and B, good, you didn't take on the responsibility, the liability. Really good. Why? Because we know, Evel Ovel Ishmavim. Gemara says this time and again, because when you are indebted to somebody, when you're liable, so now what that turns you basically into an Evel. You're a slave. Right, that's the nature of the relationship between a lova and a malva. Now, admittedly, over here, it's not exactly lova malva, but the idea is that once you are responsible for something, You're a slave. You're totally at the. You're in servitude of the owner of the item. Lishna achrina shop. Evadet evelov elishmave. Okay, the lishna achrina. It's more or less the same basic point. Rav Achi bar Yoshi Havalei ispaka de kaspa ben harda. Okay, Rav, second story, and with the second story, we'll finish for today. So, Rav Achi bar Yoshi had some sort of silver, silver utensils in the town of Narda. Amar lahu, le Rabbi Dustai bar Rabbi Yanai, or le Rabbi Yossi bar Kippur bahade da asisu, I see you soon, Yali. So, you head over to Narda, do me a favor, go pick up my silver utensils and bring them to me. Azu Yavin Alei. So they go over there to Narda, and so they're asked to be basically couriers. Fine, they'll be couriers. Amre Lahu Nikne Minaychu. So the people in Narda said, okay, we want you to make a kinyan. Again. We know the halacha is that the shlich himself is not the responsible, the liable party, but rather it's going to be the custodian. The custodian will bear liability until the item gets back to the original owner. So what they asked these two Amorim to do is, we want you to take on the responsibility by making a kinyan. Amar lahu lo. So he said, no, we're not interested in becoming the responsible party. Amalu Adrina Nealan Rav Dustai Rav Yanai. So would you take it back? I'm sorry. So they said to Rabbi Dustai, would you be the one to ready to take it back? Amaluhu in, so he says to them, yeah. Rabbi Yossi bar Kippur, Amaluhu lo. He said, Rabbi Yossi bar Kippur, he says, no. Have a kamitsarule. Now, at that point in time, they basically, what's it called? Intimidated. Trying to find the right word. So, more than intimidated. So, Amalei Chazimar Hechi Ka'avid. So he says, look what they're trying to do. Amar Lahu, so he had an interesting response. Tavramulei, Rashi says, yeah, you're doing a good job. Right? Continue intimidating, and again, I'm saying intimidating, it's really more than intimidate. So, yeah, keep beating him. So finally, when he returned the silver kalim back to the owner, Amarle Chazimar, lo mistaya de lo sayan. In other words, you should know that our friend, so to say, not only didn't help me, but not only that, but he was encouraging them to hit me and to beat me until I agreed to make a kinyan. So Amalei Amai Tavid Hachi, Amalei Osam Bnei Adam Hain. So he says, well, why did you do that? So Amalei, so I'm sorry. So his defense was the following: Osam Bnei Adam Hain Ama V'Kovan Ama. So they are, Rashi describes them as being tall people, and tall people wearing intimidating clothing. Right? Kovan Amar Rashi says, Af Mabushehim Ma'uyamim. Right? Even their clothing was intimidating. Omedaber Mechetziam, and they spoke very gruffly. Ushmosehim Uvu'alim, and they even had nicknames, which are just tough nicknames. So they had a whole persona about them that was intimidating. Arda, Arta, Pili Beresh. Okay, to us, you know, these names don't mean anything to us, but I guess if we lived in Iraq circa third century, these would come out off as being very intimidating names. Omrim Kofosu Koftin, Omrim Harogo Horgin, and you know, when they said to beat somebody up, they would beat somebody up. If necessary, they would kill people. Ilo hargas dustai minas on liyanai abba bar kamosi. And let's say they kill me. Well, you think they could just manufacture a new one of me? Well, you think my father can make another me? So amalei b'nei adam halalu krovel machus hein. I'm sorry, hein. So do they have political influence? Amar lo hein. He says yes, they have political influence. So yesh lahem susim apradim shiratzim achreihem. Do they have horses running in front of them? Amar lo hein. Again, the answer to that question. question also was a yes. So he says, okay, so yeah. In other words, these people were that tough, that politically influential, that financially influential. So you know what? Yeah. So I know it's not. I know it doesn't sound right that you should have capitulated to their terms, but they're influential enough where, and they're strong enough, and they're powerful enough where, basically, yeah. It makes sense that he capitulated to their terms of making a kinyan in order to deliver it. Just quick review. Agreed. A quick review. The halacha today that really focused on in Gittin Daf Yadal is Mamash Shloshtam. Special halacha enactment made by the Chachamim that if you're owed something, whether it's money or whether it's a pikadon, so and the third party is present amongst the original two, so you can assign a new designee of that money or object, and you don't need to make a kinyan. It just simply works. The Gemara says we're going to treat it like halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Chachamim made such an enactment. According to Tosus earlier this morning, Tosus says that the enactment was done in order to accelerate business and basically make business a more fluid entity. But basically, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just simply says it's a halacha chok v'lo yavor. This is just simply how it works. That's it. And two other halachas that the Gemara pointed to today also worked. And really, for the balance of the day, the Gemara quoted a number of incidents amongst the Amoraim where basically we saw the Mamash Loshtam in action. And the other thing that we went over today is the halacha where somebody was asked to deliver money or a pikadon over to the original owner. So even though the courier accepts the responsibility of taking it, the liability is only going to be on the borrower / custodian until the item gets into the hands of the original owner. The only way you can avoid that is through a kinyan. So we saw a couple stories today where sometimes they were successful in not making a kinyan, and sometimes it's just they were unsuccessful in terms of avoiding the kinyan. The kinyan was unavoidable.